A Kings Island Gold Pass is your ticket to unlimited visits this year and all through 2025. Make the park your own with access to 2 years of tricks and treats, Halloween Haunt, and Winterfest, plus an expanded Soak City featuring the all-new dual racing water coaster River Racers coming in 2025. All for our lowest price of the season. Just 10 payments of $9 after initial payment plus applicable taxes and fees. Hurry, price goes up September 3rd. Get your Gold Pass at visitkingsisland.com.
My dad works in B2B marketing. He came by my school for career day and said he was a big ROAS man. Then he told everyone how much he loved calculating his return on ad spend. My friends still laugh at me to this day.
Not everyone gets B2B, but with LinkedIn, you'll be able to reach people who do. Get a $100 credit on your next ad campaign. Go to linkedin.com/results to claim your credit. That's linkedin.com/results. Terms and conditions apply. LinkedIn, the place to be. To be.
This season, Instacart has your back to school. As in, they've got your back to school lunch favorites like snack packs and fresh fruit. And they've got your back to school supplies like backpacks, binders, and pencils. And they've got your back when your kid casually tells you they have a huge school project due tomorrow. Let's face it, we were all that kid. So first, call your parents to say, I'm sorry. And then download the Instacart app to get delivery in as fast as 30 minutes all school year long. Get a $0 delivery fee for your first 3 orders while supplies last. Minimum $10 per order. Additional terms apply.
Jason Munns is, of course, the Tiger basketball beat writer for The Commercial Appeal. He joins us each and every Monday on the program. Follow him on Twitter on X at Munsley. Munns, what are we listening to?
Jeffrey, this is the great T-Rex. This is Solid Baby by T-Rex.
Any inspiration?
No. Just
wanted vibes.
Yep. To me, T-Rex is one of the most underappreciated outfits to come out of that era, the 70s, like sort of late 60s, 70s. I don't know.
They're banging the gong, Mark, right?
Yes, yeah. They are.
I'm pretty sure that's the same vibes.
Jeepster, they're wonderful. And so showing them a little appreciation.
We appreciate that on this Monday. I'll tell you what else it felt like was feeling the vibes, and you were there. I was not. Felt like the Ed Scott press conference was feeling the vibes.
Yeah, like it was... he could not. I don't think he could have done much better. he, and in talking to people last week after the news broke on Wednesday that he was the guy, it was like kind of like seeing it. I was getting strong vibes from people all week that know him and are close to him personally and professionally that. You know, he's just a very impressive person, and he makes a very strong first impression. Like I talked to the president at Morgan State, where he was the athletic director for 5 years. I talked to the athletic director at Virginia, Carla Williams, who he worked as her deputy for the last 2.5 years. And, you know, of course, they said... it wasn't just the first impression. Like he backed it up the rest of the time that he was with those two people. But they made it very clear that he was a strong first impression guy, and I kind of got a little bit of that myself. A few hours after the news broke on Wednesday, I actually got him on the phone, and we talked for like a half hour and it was good. Like he was very impressive to me then. And so I kind of had a little bit of an idea of what to expect on Friday, and he did not disappoint. And, his 5-year-old daughter, Tia, she kind of, the way he said it was made him look like a rock star. And, that may be, depending on who you are, that may be a little bit of a stretch, but she certainly added some charm and some charisma to the day.
I want to get into a little bit what was said, but before we do that, why do you think he's a good fit? And why does he think he's a good fit?
Well, I think his enthusiasm and his energy, you know, they're both infectious, and that's kind of, you know, that I think was, I mean, you know, President Hargrave said it in his opening remarks that we weren't just looking for somebody who could, you know, keep us where we are. We need someone who can elevate us, even though we've, you know, everybody who's been here, you know, since he's been here has helped elevate the athletic department. You know, it's better now than when they got here. Like, they need somebody who can take it even further. And I think that's, you know, they're confident that person is Ed Scott. You know, he's young, he's 44 years old. He has been successful before as an athletic director, as an administrator. You know, he's, like I said, he's got a lot of energy and enthusiasm. So I talked to Cato Johnson last week, who's the president, the chairman of the board of trustees at the University of Memphis, and he was also deeply involved in the search process and the interview process for the athletic director. And I asked him, you know, what sold you on Ed Scott? And he said that, you know, it was his confidence that he can get us where we want to be. And, you know, he talked a lot about relationships and not only existing relationships, but his ability to forge new relationships. And one of his, you know, we wrote about this at the Commercial Appeal last week. One of his big relationships is Jim Phillips, the ACC commissioner. They go back about 10 years and they are very good friends. And Ed Scott is coming from the ACC, you know, where he's been the last 2.5 years, and he's made a lot of key relationships during that time. And he spent some time at Louisville as well. So, you know, it's no secret that the Big 12 and the ACC, you know, should something happen in the future regarding conference realignment, it's more than likely either going to be one of those two places, the Big 12 or the ACC, and you're talking about a guy who's got a lot of relationships in one of those two conferences. And so I think that's probably the biggest thing, is not only, you know, the fact that he is who he is and he's got those connections, but his confidence. I think he really did a good job of selling them on the fact that he can come in here and make a difference in terms of where they want to go. And I mean, ultimately, I think that's what it all came down to, is there is the administration's trust in him to get them where they want to be.
We're talking with Jason Munns, of course, Tiger basketball beat writer for the Commercial Appeal. Follow him on Twitter, on X at Munsley. And a couple of the other things that I want to discuss with you from the actual press conference, because I think there are questions that we had, and we've not really seen anyone on the record. But I think first, let's start with, it appears Ed Scott says the plan for the University of Memphis after the House settlement, on the whole opt-in to pay your players, that Memphis is opting in. When you heard him talk as openly about plans for the NIL, for the plans for what to do for the future, what stood out to you?
Well, that was the first thing, was that he plainly stated that they are going to opt in. Like, it wasn't, there was no wiggle. He didn't leave himself any wiggle room, and he made it seem like, matter of fact, I think he even said so, that he and President Hargrave had discussed it during the interview process about, you know, how they were going to move forward if it all plays out the way people are expecting it to. Now, so I would say that was probably the biggest thing that jumped out to me. But, you know, some of the other stuff that he said about it, where he said, you know, does that mean that we're going to be able to, or you know, right away, are we going to because what is it, 20 to 22 million or whatever is the cap?
I mean, the reality is it hasn't been approved, but the proposal or whatever, the what's going to have to be approved is, I think it's 22 million.
Yeah, and so he kind of alluded to the fact, like, maybe, you know, he asked rhetorically, are we going to be able to do that much? We'll have to wait and see. You know, maybe they only are able to do 14 million, you know, 10 to 14 million, something like that. But, you know, he said, you know, we are definitely going to opt in. It's just a matter of how much we're going to be able to do. And then he also, I think he really did a good job of saying that NIL is still, this is not going to replace
yes.
NIL. NIL is still going to be very much part of the equation. And I thought that was interesting because you have seen, you know, some talk, even if it's in hypotheticals, you've seen some stuff like, well, what does this do? What does the House settlement do for NIL? Does it all get wrapped up into one kitty? Don't really know. He seems to think that NIL is not going anywhere and that that would, you know, help them stay at a certain level and get them to where they want to be. And then the other thing that really, you know, a couple other things that nobody's really talking about, and it's super in the weeds, and that's probably why, but he brought it up on Friday, is like, what kind of implications is this going to have for Title IX?
Yep.
You know, there's a lot of tough decisions that could be around the corner. And so, you know, these are just things that he's going to have to navigate through in the beginning. But not only that, but also, you know, the whole, like, the tax-exempt statuses and of the collectives and these things. So, I thought he did a really, really good job of addressing everything as clearly as he could, you know, because, again, this is still we're not over the finish line with all this stuff. So thought he did a good job with that.
No, I definitely thought it was significant that he talked about, I mean, heck, he even mentioned, you know, conferences by name as potential landing spots. But I think the first question, though, that I had, we basically found out, you know, okay, the power schools, you know, if they want to opt in, but there wasn't a lot of clarity or detail, I guess I should say, about if the G5 schools wanted to do it. And he's mentioned, you know, Memphis, we want to be a part of it, or our plans to be a part of it. The big question that I left with is this going to be open to it? Is the AAC going to have to take a vote? And is it like all for one, one for all? Because to me, if it becomes a situation where Memphis can opt in and the rest of the league can't, well, I mean, that seems to me to be a huge competitive advantage for Memphis versus the rest of the league.
Yeah, without a doubt. And those are good questions. You know, we'll have to huddle up with new American Commissioner Tim Pernetti and talk to him about that. But, you know, I did not hear anything in the immediate aftermath of his comments, of Ed Scott's comments the other day, that would indicate to me that he spoke out of turn or that, you know, maybe there's a chance he might have to walk that back. You know, I haven't been given any indication of anything like that, but you're right. That could present some unique,
I think about it in comparison to the last thing that I can really remember when the conference got raided and they were trying to decide whether or not to expand again. I remember Laird Veach giving some comments afterwards. It was basically saying the league took a vote. You had to kind of read between the lines. The league took a vote. We were on the other side, but we stand with the league. But basically, right, it was Memphis was like, well, we were in favor of westward expansion. The other schools were not, and therefore we stand with the league. Like, I was just, I wasn't even necessarily saying, oh, that perhaps Ed was speaking out of turn. I don't even know if it's even been established whether or not they do have to vote on it. But, like, I was wondering if that's a situation where, hey, you know, you could wind up being against the league, and what would that look like?
I guess it's entirely, yeah. I mean, I get what you're saying, and I guess it's possible that maybe the league would somehow be would have to be part of that discussion. But at the same time, you know, like, this doesn't seem to be like a league matter to me. You know, it just, it's one of those things that just kind of is what it is. It's the world in which we live these days that, you know, some schools are not on the same playing field, even though they are in the same conference, they may not be on the same playing field as others. And, it's, you know, reality, it feels like, and people just have to accept it and go with it.
Well, to me, because the other way I kind of interpreted it, a lot of what he was talking about was, I mean, essentially what he was saying is, to me, at least this was my interpretation, this is what it's going to cost to move up into the world. We want to move up in the world, and we're going to participate. Like, that was kind of how I took it. I don't know how you felt.
Nope, same thing, same exact way. You know, I mean, again, I believe that I've been told by key decision makers that is the reason why he was chosen, or not the reason, but what one of the top reasons why he was chosen is because they, Memphis, want to get into the P4. However it's going to look, that's where they want to be. And they felt like out of the applicants and the candidates that Ed Scott was the going to give them the best chance to do that. And so, yeah, it didn't surprise me that he was so, you know, clear about that when he was speaking on Friday, that, you know, this is, we have high aspirations and we're going to do everything we can to reach them.
All right, we're wrapping up here with Jason Munns over at Commercial Appeal. He's got some actual basketball that he has written about as well. Three signs of hope, three reasons to hold your breath. All right, let's not give away the whole piece, but I'll ask you at this terms. What do you think the best reason for hope would be?
I think the team, the roster that they have assembled to this point. I get it. The way, you know, a lot of people around here are starting to feel like, yeah, but we've done this before. Like, we said this last year. Like, oh, look, they got Jordan Brown. Oh, look, they got Jaquan Walton. And then look what happened. You know, there was the year where, oh, look, we got Amani Bates.
Yeah.
Oh, look, we got
Jalen Duren with Amani Bates. Yeah.
Yeah, so, like, I get it. You know, I totally understand why people feel the way, you know, why people might be hesitant to, you know, almost like, well, okay, talk to me in December or January, and then we'll see where we are. But I genuinely believe, and I think I wrote it in my story that published this morning, that this is, I mean, and again, they have to play the games. So it's we're talking a little bit ahead of ourselves right now, but I feel like, based on what we know up to this point, this roster is probably, in terms of like actual assembly
construction, yeah,
the best one that Penny Hardaway has put together outside of the Kendrick Davis, DeAndre Williams, Elijah McCadden, Keontae Kennedy, the Lawson brothers. Like, that year, that roster just fit very well together. And I think it was because the roles were so clearly defined. There was very little overlap. There was very little duplication in terms of skill sets and roles and this and that. I think the job they've done putting this roster together, that to me is the biggest reason for hope. Like, going into this season, you know you've got a point guard. You know you've got, you know, your go-to scoring guy is PJ Haggerty. You know your three-point shooter is Colby Rogers. You know your big man is Dane Danger. Like, you know your defensive specialists are Musa and Tyreek and Baraka whenever he gets healthy. You know, and Tyrese falls into that bucket. So that to me is the biggest reason why people should be hopeful for this upcoming season.
And then what's the biggest reason to hold your breath?
Yeah, I mean, you got the investigation. I mean, you know, I don't want to call it an investigation. It's the
looming academic question. I don't know.
Yes, yes. The uncertainty surrounding the stuff that got Malcolm taken off the floor with five games left in the season. Like, does that fall apart? Like, do they get to the at some point in the next couple of months? Is that going to get thrown down at their feet and it's not good? I mean, who knows? Like, we don't know. It's all being done very hush hush, and obviously that's the way the NCAA works. But so I would say that, and then just the general, you know, hesitancy that goes along. What I was alluding to earlier, yeah. You know, we've been here before, where everything feels like it looks good and sounds good and everything else, and then we get to the season and it just doesn't quite click. And so I think there's that, and then, like I said, the big question mark, the big off the court question mark.
Munns, we appreciate it, buddy.
Thank you, Jeffrey.
That is Jason Munns, Tiger basketball beat writer for the Commercial Appeal.
A Kings Island Gold Pass is your ticket to unlimited visits this year and all through 2025. Make the park your own with access to 2 years of tricks and treats, Halloween Haunt, and Winterfest. Plus, an expanded Soak City featuring the all-new dual racing water coaster River Racers coming in 2025. All for our lowest price of the season. Just 10 payments of $9 after initial payment plus applicable taxes and fees. Hurry, price goes up September 3rd. Get your Gold Pass at visitkingsisland.com.
My dad works in B2B marketing. He came by my school for career day and said he was a big ROAS man. Then he told everyone how much he loved calculating his return on ad spend. My friends still laugh at me to this day.
Not everyone gets B2B, but with LinkedIn, you'll be able to reach people who do. Get $100 credit on your next ad campaign. Go to linkedin.com/results to claim your credit. That's linkedin.com/results. Terms and conditions apply. LinkedIn, the place to be. To be.
What kind of programs does this school have? How are the test scores? How many kids do a classroom? Homes.com knows these are all things you ask when you're home shopping as a parent. That's why each listing on Homes.com includes extensive reports on local schools, including photos, parent reviews, test scores, student-teacher ratio, school rankings, and more. The information is from multiple trusted sources and curated by Homes.com's dedicated in-house research team. It's all so you can make the right decision for your family. Homes.com. We've done your homework.
From the mind of a 2-foot-tall talking spokes puppet comes this year's biggest challenge. It's time for Bob's Dare to Compare. The hottest game show on TV that asks, what happens when you compare Bob's to the competition? You get style. You get quality. You get beeps and boops and dings and whomps. And thousands of dollars in savings. Everyone's a winner when you dare to compare with Bob's Discount Furniture. Shop in store or at mybobs.com to play now.
Trying to figure out what to eat for dinner yet again? With Knorr Sides and Bouillon as your not-so-secret ingredient, you can skip the drive-thru and do dinner at home. Knorr Taste Combos provide a menu of delicious, affordable, and well-balanced meals that you can prepare in 30 minutes or less. Visit Knorr.com to get quick and easy recipe ideas for your home-cooked weeknight dinners. It's not fast food, but it's so good.